If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That took 20 minutes for my hiccups to go away.
Oh, you had hiccups?
Non-stop. You didn't hear it? He was going for the past 10, 15 minutes.
I've been sitting here trying to battle it. I tried every trick in the book. I did the hold your breath. I tried to scare myself. Just chugging water and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I gotta stop. The last four bags I had of these gave me the hiccups every single time. Wait, guaranteed.
What? Interesting. They're just pretzels?
They're like protein pretzels, but I started eating them right before walking in here. Immediately got hiccups.
You get hiccups every time you eat that?
Every single time.
Interesting.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Your body's probably trying to reject it. What's the ingredients in there?
I get hiccups. I feel like I get hiccups few times a year. I got hiccups actually like a couple weeks ago when I was at a bar drinking. A big thing though when I got hiccups was to drink upside down. That was like a hack.
Uh-huh.
Well, like, yeah, keg stands. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, I guess. But like, or like you kind of hold the cup and try to like gulp
right
downwards, and with that it kind of reboots your system.
It's insane to me. There's not a guaranteed scientific thing to completely stop it.
There was something on Shark Tank recently.
No.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was like a hiccup straw of some sort. Like
guaranteed to stop them?
Well, enough to where I think they at least got investors on it, and I get ads for it all the time that it's a hiccup straw. But the thing is, who is walking around with a fucking hiccup straw?
But girls, the thing is that girls have straws in their purse all the time.
Well be a hiccup straw.
It's called a hickaway. Now, I don't know.
I fuck with that name.
Okay.
That's good. The hickaway. What the hell is that?
So it looks like it's just made out of plastic with some contraption that I think.
It looks like a kazoo.
Yeah, it does. It looks like something attached to your cereal bowl when you were a kid.
Uh-huh. It looks like a vape. Something your mom's like, what's this?
Yeah, right.
That's it's like a hickaway, mom.
That's how you start vaping, is you start doing shit like that. And then you're like, ooh, what's that? That's flickering. All right, so Heath. The ingredients in this, there's not much.
I know.
So that's crazy. There's enriched wheat flour, which sounds healthy as fuck.
They're really good. I like them.
Niacin. We got iron.
Lots of vitamin C and riboflavin.
Yeah. We got thiamine. We got riboflavin. Folic acid.
My favorite.
Pea protein sounds good to me. Sunflower oil. Heard that's not good for you.
Folic acid. What's it? Is this like?
Maybe that's why.
Pregnancy chips?
Folic acid?
Don't you have to take folic acid when you're pregnant? Oh, no. It's like a prenatal vitamin.
Maybe.
I thought.
Give these to Brian and see if she hiccups. If she doesn't, okay, then it's meant for her. And the rest is like cinnamon sugar seasoning.
It's just insane to me.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Patricia got hiccups this morning. Starting her day with hiccups. I was so surprised. I'm like, are you waking up with hiccups?
Did she drink last night? Wine?
No.
Do you know what the record is for the person with the longest hiccups?
Oh, I bet it's years. I bet it's a syndrome.
It's insane. Pull up the exact amount. I'm pretty sure it's like 2 years.
Oh,
just like
straight hiccups
while sleeping,
and it never went away.
Oh, I would.
But you know what?
I would let myself go.
I bet it would be better though to have like hiccups for 2 years.
No,
than have
okay,
for
no. Months. Okay, this is crazier
because
than I
your
thought.
Your body would get used to it. Like, No, Matt.
There's nothing that'd make you get used to that. It hurts.
Like sensory adaptation, but
guys, hiccups
it's
hurt,
worse
though
than you think.
Oh, who was it?
World record for the longest bout of hiccups belongs to Charles Osborne, who hiccuped for 68 years from 1922 to 1990. During this time, he averaged 20 to 40 hiccups per minute.
Oh, dear.
Totaling an estimated 430 million hiccups.
Oh, wait. He could never probably get a word out.
I don't think I would be able to live like that.
No.
Will you marry me?
That's probably what it was like.
Did he have a wife and kids?
That really sucks.
I hope he lived a good life.
I fucking hope he did too. He looked like he was in the army though.
Yeah, so he served for our country. I don't want to make fun of him. He served. Oh, stop.
Damn.
Stop.
Yes!
So I wonder how much they're charging for that hiccup straw, though. I mean, that has $10 maybe I buy it. Good to have it at a tailgate if someone gets the hiccups.
It's $16.95 for one pack. Mm.
And the reviews look like they are through the roof, but that's off the website. But
yeah, there's people out there that hiccup. Like, do you know anybody that hiccups a lot? Like, does Patricia hiccup a lot?
Doesn't Natalie hiccup all the time? I remember she was like a hiccup queen.
And her hiccups sound like
You're right.
So she would be a perfect candidate for the hiccup.
Yeah, oh my God. She'd do a whole campaign.
But I'm curious how it went on Shark Tank. Like, hopefully somebody had the hiccups.
In that moment, yeah.
Like, right, can you imagine, like, right before your pitch, they're like, dude, drink a lot of just, like, Pepsi. Come on, man. Get the hiccups going. And then you, like, come out and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because you're probably scared your adrenaline goes up and you can't have it. But
what can you eat that causes hiccups? Well, I know for you it's
pretzels.
Pretzels. But what foods do you normally give people hiccups?
I always feel like when Natalie had hiccups, she was eating chips. So, and that's like a pretzel. But it's a spasm of your diaphragm. It's the base of what's underneath your lungs and stuff. So it's not digestionally, but it has to do with something.
Like, I haven't had hiccups in years.
Don't jinx it. Don't say that. Don't put that out there.
It's okay. If I get hiccups, it'll come and go. Like, I'm not getting it for 68 years.
I get it if I'm chatting a lot and I'm drinking a lot of beer. That's usually when it comes.
That's real teak, right?
Who knows? It's wood. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Knock on drywall.
Drywall, wallpaper. How's everyone doing? Good? We should roll the intro.
Let's run the intro.
That's what we got to do.
Hey! It's Coffee Talk, baby!
It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Very good. Getting it again. I gotta stop.
Yeah, no, you're good. Well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And Mariah is still not here with us.
Wait, welcome back to another. She's still not here with
us. She's still not here with us.
She's coming back.
It's like there's hope.
It's just like, okay. Yeah, no, you're right.
And
Something. No, I'm saying that, like, just, oh God, you're thinking too deep into it. Like, it's just like, and Mariah is still not here. Welcome back to.
Right? I guess, but it like, sounds like passive. It sounds passive.
Does it sound passive?
A little, like, she's still. I think it could be like, oh, and we wish Mariah was here. Or like, and Mariah's here.
But it sounds lame. And Mariah's not here. We wish she was here. It sounds lame.
And I'm Matt.
And I'm Matt. Yeah. Yeah, I think we have to like, or it keeps thinking like it's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Like it's my hopes.
I don't know.
It's a constant reminder that my wife's not here.
I think it's fun. Is it not fun? Mariah would have loved that.
Okay. I'm fine.
I think Mariah
would
have. Oh, she doesn't edit these anymore. She would approve it if she knew that. Has she seen the intro lately? No? Mm-mm. She's like fully. She is. Ballet herself out. I would have years to go.
Speaking of hiccups, though, I feel like I'm coming down with a damn cold. I feel it. I know it. It happened.
It's mental. Don't say it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you kissing?
Mind over matter.
I don't know. I think it's just like the whole long weekend and being in Denver. It's like catching up with me. It was like last night we're watching a movie and I felt like kind of a sore throat coming on or like a dusty nasal back area. I'm like, something's off. I feel like I'm getting a cold. And then in the middle of the night, I felt a sore throat coming on. And then that, because I have
because you have that.
Yes.
What's it called?
If I get strep, I get psoriasis. And that was just like, this cannot be happening. And I have a new mouth guard that's one of those. It's not a full mouth guard. It's just the front.
Yeah. The little bumper.
Yeah. It's a little bumper. But with that, though, I feel like it's like opening up my mouth a bit.
You're getting some air in.
Breathing through my mouth. And then in the middle of the night, I didn't tape my mouth. So I was only breathing through my nose. But then I felt like that made it worse because that means the air is coming right down to the back of the throat.
I feel like you should get this. I just bought it's this machine that you put over your mouth and nose and
apnea machine?
It's no, it's for like sinus sickness. If you lose your voice, literally like it had a list of 8 things. And I was like, ooh, this looks good. And also, I also bought it.
Sleep with it?
No, I bought like, so it just arrived like yesterday. I opened it today because I had to use it for today.
Yeah.
And I used it today, and I was like, "Oh damn, I could use this every day." This like it clears you out. It clears
it's
you
like
out.
The, it's the Vicks. It's a vapor.
It's like a vapor thing. Yeah, I don't know if you're supposed to be using it every day, but
it in. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was really nice.
Like what singers use before they like go on stage. And
exactly,
stuff.
Which is why I bought it because I was singing today. I was up in the studio. I was up in the studio today.
New album release.
A whole album. I'm kidding. No, imagine. No, it's I'm putting out a song.
Shut up.
Yeah.
With somebody or just you?
With somebody. You're going to die.
Somebody we know? Will I not know until
you know
later?
Them
no, you know
well.
Them really well. You ready?
Are you going to bleep it out? Are we
no, I'll tell you right now.
Right here
I'll tell you right now.
All right, who?
It's me and Miss Juicy Baby doing a duet.
Shut up.
I promise.
You and Miss Juicy. Is she coming out here? Or are you guys doing it from coast to coast?
Oh, I flew Buki out here.
Oh my god!
Yeah, no, everything's covered. I took care of everything. I'm like
the queen of Atlanta.
You ever wonder how we stay awake through all of our chaos, baby? It's no magic. It's Accelerator Active Energy, baby. Zero sugar, clean energy, and 100% natural caffeine that actually works. We're talking no crash, no jitters, just pure podcast power, baby. Whether we're roasting each other or dodging LA traffic, Accelerator keeps us dialed the frick in, baby. So if you're trying to be like us, you're trying to be wired, focus all the time, go to Amazon and thank us later. We have a link that's in the description box below. Make sure to get yourself a pack. Thank you for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because I kind of want that to be a surprise. But when I thought about this idea, I sent her the video, like the idea, and I in my head was like, oh, she's absolutely 100% going to say no because I just feel like that's not her thing. It could be a little too like... Since I don't know, I was just like, I don't think she'll say yes.
Wait, did you say this over text her or did you send her like a voice message?
Oh, no, it was straight over text. It was like, hey, I have this really funny idea that I wanted to do with you and let me know how you feel about it. I sent her the video. She said yes, but I know she didn't see the video because she like hit me up a couple days later. She was like, wait. Don't make me look like a fool. What's the song? I was like,
yeah.
I replied to the video. I was like, it's this video. Watch it. And then she watched it and she was like, oh, that's funny. But then later on, she was like, wait a second. What are we doing? I was like, what?
Wait, did you send her like a sample or like a mood board?
I sent her, it was very clear. I was like, we're doing this.
Okay.
And I think she was just like maybe a little confused, but she's on board, down, 100%.
She gets here in a few days.
She gets here in a few days.
Oh my, is she staying here?
But she's not staying here. We put her up in a hotel.
Okay, good.
She needs her own privacy.
Wait, and pardon me if you already said this. Who's producing it?
Oh, someone from our team, from our management team.
Okay, dope.
But I'm also like, I'm producing, directing it. Like,
Do you think you're going to be able to get it done like in a day or like?
So by the time this comes out, we've already shot the music video.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. By the time this comes out.
And do we have a set date on when we're going to drop it? Listening party?
We're definitely trying to push out just as soon as possible. There's no like, I'm not trying to get it out on a specific day or anything. It's like whenever it's ready.
But does stuff on Spotify have to be like cleared ahead of time?
Yes. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. You have to like, there's a license you have to get, which we have to get. I told them today.
Yes.
I was like, hey, let's make sure we get this. I don't think they were, we were doing it yet because like, I feel like once you like record it in the studio, you're like, okay, now it's time.
Yeah.
Because you're not really sure.
Oh, that's why you were texting me that one stuff. I don't want to say what the stuff
Oh, yeah,
was.
I didn't tell you why. I was like, hey, which picture do you like best?
I think you were going to Lollapalooza with a Miss Juicy flag.
I sent him like multiple pictures. I'm like, hey, which picture do you like the best? Like with no context. And he was just like this one. I was like, I like that one too because everybody knows that picture. Yeah, but I was like, but I feel like the other one might like, it might hit better in the video. So we'll see.
Oh
I'm so like the past videos I've done, I was so scared to put it out because I feel like, oh my God, it's going to look so bad. It's going to be so cringy, whatever, which it could be this time, but I'm not, like, now I'm just like, I'm just having fun with it. Cause I feel like I overthink too much.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, oh, let's just do it. And then, and push it. And it, look, if people like it, people like it, people don't, whatever. But we both think it's really funny.
Good.
And we're just going to have fun with it.
That's how you do. We have a big problem with analysis paralysis where we just overanalyze everything and it makes us just like not finish it because we like think too
much.
That's
why we never post.
I know. Yeah. But like, just do it.
Yeah.
Have fun. Do it. It's going to be great. Just know the final product is going to be really good.
Yeah.
And just don't even think about it.
We, he showed me a little, because he was working on, we were in the studio for maybe, we had a 4-hour session. After 2 hours, he was done with my entire thing.
That's
and it
right.
sounded pretty good. And he didn't, like, he still needs a week and a half, 2 weeks to like master it.
Fine tune it, polish it.
And it like sounded pretty good. Not just me without, he was stacking my voice. Yeah. Obviously that's what they do, but it sounded pretty good.
And then when she gets here, she has to record her audio.
Her audio, which I will 100% be present for because I need to just like listen to her. Yeah. Like, do it. I also want to do like ad lib with her. Like, I want to like do ad lib with her.
Like, hey, Juicy, hey, Zay.
Yeah.
Ready to make a hit? You know it,
I already
babe.
Have like a teaser plan in my head where like it's
Miss Juicy, baby.
Or just like, or imagine her saying like, I haven't sung in a long time. I was like, fuck it up, Juicy. Yeah. It's just so, I hope she has a lot of fun with it. And I just hope she's as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, I have so many questions for her. So yeah, is Little Women of Atlanta still going on?
You know what, Matt? We should, I feel like we should bring her on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just a little catch up chat.
We need a refresh.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But you know what?
I might be out of town.
You'll be gone. So we'll save it.
No, I mean, you guys can have her.
We could have her come back.
Yeah, for sure.
We could have her come back. We'll have her come back when it's out for PR. I'm giving her PR, but it's my video.
You guys rent out like one of those big, nice movie theaters just to play the music video one time through.
Yes.
I give her like a whole like red carpet moment. You know, she deserves that.
Yeah. No, it was well deserved.
Should we just set it up in the house?
Like a step and repeat, yeah. Like all of that. She'd be down.
What?
Yeah, she'd be down.
It'd
I know
be great.
Would.
It would be so like, and you could it. And like you could cheat it in the living room. You could totally
make it look really good.
It. Yeah, just fucking, just white everything. Make everything white out, and it'll look.
I've
like
I also wanted to go visit her in Atlanta.
So bad
because she's the queen of Atlanta. I bet everywhere she goes, she is like
she's
the
running
queen.
Shit.
Like but I want to see.
But you know what?
I want to be part of her posse.
I feel like now she just like doesn't even. She's just like I'm gonna stay home. Like you know, like she probably can't even go out. Just everybody recognizes her.
I know. I bet it is.
She's tired. She's probably tired.
Yeah,
she's like,
yeah. If she has to appear somewhere, she's getting paid to be there.
Oh, absolutely. She's getting paid.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, we had to pay her for her presence for like whatever you want, Juice.
I've always wanted to go to her house.
What?
I want to go to like Miss Juicy's house.
When she told us,
like, I want her to host me. Like,
I think she's multiple times. Like I think when she like around the time she was here, she invited us multiple times.
She did. Yeah. She's like, okay, I didn't dream that. You mean that? Because I'll take you up on that.
Yeah,
Juicy.
No, she like would love for us to visit.
Okay, cool. Bet. Well, that's exciting.
It's not far from Nashville.
Yeah.
I watch her lives all the time. I'll watch her live for like a few minutes and all of a sudden it'll pop up. Miss Juicy Baby requests you to come live. But I don't know how
she sees you and wants you to pop in with her. Yeah,
I don't go live, but like, does everyone,
I think
how does
if
it pop
you
up?
Follow somebody, if you follow each other and you enter the chat, they get a little notification like, hey, your friend is
in
the chat.
Oh, okay.
Which I always get a little like, chat shy.
I know, me too. When I see somebody I know, I'm like, fuck.
I just keep it on that live now mode. I don't like enter it because.
Yeah. Or it's like the first one right before stories and you're trying to just start the first story and then you jump into somebody's live and there's like nobody in it and you pop in for a second and then they see you leave. I'm like, I wish I didn't just do that.
Oh, Heath, there was a good like 3 weeks on TikTok where I would go through lives and I was just so bored where I was like, sing the national anthem. Like I'll just come and I'll half of the time they'll just be like,
okay.
Oh, Santa. Like it's so crazy. Just like putting something in the chat and they do it. It's like, oh my God, this is real.
Oh yeah.
Have you been accidentally reposting things on Instagram?
Yes. Oh my. It's so, dude, it's so easy.
I always swipe from the middle of my screen. And if you hold it for a second, reposted.
You haven't seen it yet?
I've seen the repost button, but now I'm like,
okay, so it's the
so
like,
easy.
It's comment. I think it's like something and then the repost. If you're scrolling and you lightly tap it, that post is now on everybody's feed that follow you and it says that Matt shared this post. Ooh, so insane. Imagine you scroll on something and there's a like a post that's just like you just do
something insignificant or you're just a random friend just like or somebody random, or years
just
ago.
Or anything but just like bad or like
yeah. Well, Instagram, those reels though, like how it says, oh, your friend liked this reel.
Yeah.
You got to be real careful with your Instagram reel likes.
Yes.
You can also look through the liked reels.
Yes. Like I see a buddy like something And it's like, oh, buddy, I can see that you like this. But if I was one of your like fellow employees or something, and I saw that you're liking this dark meme or something, you could get
very
hit.
Hold on. You could see everything that he likes like in one go or just like specific.
There's like a
likes.
Little bubble next to the like thing that, where it's like, hey, your friend liked this. And sometimes
you,
I'm like,
we don't need that. If you click that bubble, it'll give you a whole real feed of just videos that your friends have liked.
Yeah. I have seen that.
But you know what? It's not like it's nothing new. Like what we all know, if we like something, your name is on the list. It's like, you know, it's nothing new. Right. So the bubbles don't really mean anything.
Correct.
Right.
I guess
you still like will find them if you press the
likes. Yeah, but you would just happen to randomly run across those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you have it all catered and you can see exactly so easily.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Remember those times where they would have a whole fucking tab where it shows the activity of everybody that you follow is doing? Messy.
Oh,
messy.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's also
you,
like
you'd see like a guy that's married, and like you see all the likes. You're like, boy, fuck. It would be every picture is like a girl, like Jesus, and like they just no.
But also, I've been like judging what my friends are liking on Reels, where I'm like,
oh, me too.
Really? That got you?
out of humor?
I judge, dude.
I'm like,
I
really?
I judge.
That really made you laugh.
That got you, huh?
That was some pride.
Like,
the fact
that you fucking double tap that? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Or like, yeah, or you have friends who like send you memes that they think are funny, and you're like,
oh, when you send it, that's. That's a big stamp
of
approval.
If you're sending a friend a meme, it has to be something that you think they would
find
funny.
Yes.
Because you've had previous conversations about that and you've made jokes before and you're like, this is something that goes along with...
It's just,
you know,
it's
that we
just
both
their
like.
Sense of humor, though. But like, you know their sense
were like,
of humor.
Ha, 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 this made me laugh. Therefore, it's going to make all my buddies laugh because I found it funny.
Crazy.
It's like,
no.
All right, tone that millennial side of you down.
No, you're looking
a little silly.
It is crazy. Like, every time, like, there's a post that I find funny. I'm like, okay, this one is worth it to send.
Yeah.
I'm going to go press the little corner, like, arrow thing. I'm like, I scroll through. I'm like,
who's going to like it?
Danielle, Matt. Mariah. Boom. Yeah. And so, like, it's crazy how it's a fucking math. You like know exactly who this is catered to.
Oh yeah.
It's
I just
beautiful.
Sent Mariah a meme too. Like we have this specific humor.
Yeah.
Like,
it's boom. You know exactly what,
you know, one thing I hate though, if this, I think this is more, I've seen boomers do it. I don't see like millennials do it that much, but if you do, I'm like, what are you doing? It's like a party. Walking around on live, like at a hangout. Like we were just, I swear, on like our family vacation, my uncle was like on Facebook Live walking around.
Oh my God.
Hey guys, say hi. And it's like, I think he's just recording a home video.
Which is fine.
Like, we're live. Like, you got to tell people you're going live before
they, like,
you
they
just...
don't get it.
Live is... No, like, people think that, oh, you only tell people if you're, like, an influencer. It's like, no. I think anybody needs to be all alerted if you're live. It's just, like... You're telling everybody that is watching you exactly where you are.
Mm. Yeah.
That do not know who you
Dangerous.
Are. It's crazy. Did you guys see the album art for Taylor Swift's thing? Everyone
she released it?
Yeah, look, it's all over Times Square.
What does it look like?
It's her on a teal, like, I don't know. I don't know the science behind Taylor Swift's shit, but
okay,
that's it right there.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
Oh,
pardon us. We're a little late because this episode's coming out later.
What does the letters remind you of? It reminds me of something.
Yes, it looks like a murder mystery.
Yes,
thing.
It looks
not
like
a murder mystery, but like a murder documentary series type.
I don't know which one though. Is it Dexter?
Yes.
Yes. It looks just like the Dexter font.
Taylor Swift, I didn't know you're a fan of Dexter. I you know what? I bet you she did like, she watched Dexter all.
There's something about it.
There's something.
It looks a little poppy.
She's a serial killer.
It looks kind of Y2K poppy looking to me.
I think that's her best album cover.
You think so?
Yeah. That's my favorite one I've ever seen.
What is the best Taylor Swift album cover? I mean, all of them are very sign of the times. Like some of them feel very like 2015 and stuff.
Yeah.
I would say, I don't know. I like Red or Speak Now. I don't know. What am I talking about? I hate Lover.
I thought you were going to say, I hate Taylor Swift. I was like, watch yourself.
Oh, 1989. That's a best one. The Reputation. I fucked with the Reputation.
I fucked. Have you ever been to a Taylor Swift concert?
No. Don't bring it up in front of Patricia.
I know you don't listen to her, but like it is a sight to see.
No, I've heard it's insane.
It's insane. It is unbelievable.
No
that girl
artist
puts
has
so,
that like level of spectacle.
Yeah. It's fucking insane.
Okay, well, good for Taylor. Now we know. And it won't we still don't know the release date. Though I feel like all the numerology October 3rd.
Wow, pretty
quick. That's the Mean Girls date, right?
Yeah.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it is.
So there's got to be something with that, right?
October 3rd.
First song on the album, Mean Girl.
Who knows?
Or it's...
Or it's what?
Aaron. Is that his name, Aaron?
Travis?
No, the guy in Mean Girls. What's his name?
Oh, Aaron Samuels.
Oh, yes, Aaron. Yeah, Aaron Samuels.
Okay, yeah.
Her last lover, Aaron. I don't know.
I think so. Maybe it could be.
I'm trying to be part of the Taylor Swift cult.
He's getting in with it. He's trying. He's got it.
Ladies, send me some mystery Taylor Swift puzzles. I'd love to solve them with you.
Puzzles.
Yeah. Let me.
She dropped it. Okay, that's exciting.
And me, when I listen, I'm gonna drop it too.
Drop that ass low.
Yeah, drop that ass on the floor. Scrape poop stain.
It's poop stain.
It's poop stain.
I'm having a really rough day.
What's wrong, Heath? Hiccups, peeing not on command. What's the?
I'm hurting. You remember how I told you about my fall?
Yes.
That I said like I messed something up and like I knew it was really bad. So it's been like a few weeks now of just like pain. I can't bend my back. It's been like excruciating
in the back, lower back, upper
my
back,
lower back. Like about like.
Does it feel like, one sided or right in the middle?
Right in the center, and then a little to the left.
Ooh.
So just that whole lower area was like. It felt like it was just compacted. I couldn't bend. Like it still doesn't feel good. I went and saw a specialist today.
Okay.
So turns out I did slip a disc.
Oof.
Oh.
So he basically went in between like each vertebrae and was like prying and like creating space between them and like literally moving my spine around. And like he worked on my back for an hour and it was... the most painful thing I've ever felt.
Oof. Is this the guy with the long hair?
Yes.
Oh my, it's a torture chamber.
He's amazing.
See a masseuse, a chiropractor?
No,
what is he?
He calls himself, what does he say?
I don't remember, but it's like.
He's like, I'm not a chiropractor. I'm a.
Guru.
No, it's
basically, he looks like a guru.
It's something like
he's
that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really good at what he does. And like.
He's really good.
He fixed my sciatica as well.
Mine too.
And then. As he was working on my back, he started coming up higher. Apparently, I had a rib that was out of place as well.
Oh, no. That he can tell all by feeling you?
And then he was like,
does your rib hurt?
In the like the back of my ribs, I guess was like something was like...
Your intercostal muscles or...
Something was wrong with like the rib placement. So he worked on that too. And that shit hurts so bad. And then he did this thing that like... I was on my back and he started pushing into my stomach.
Oh my
really,
God.
Really far and hard. And he was fixing my back from inside my stomach. Oh,
Jesus.
And I could feel it radiating through my back. But like, dude, his hand was like
in you.
He went
you know
between,
the Matrix and he goes in to get the bullet?
Dude, he went between like all of my, like everything. I felt him like moving things aside. And he had his whole hand inside of me.
Oh.
And it, as soon as he started pushing on it through, my body went like ice cold and numb. And it felt like every single blood vessel and nerve, everywhere in my body just went woof and released.
Whoa.
Wow.
It was the craziest sensation I've ever felt.
So
went ice cold.
So what are you feeling right now? Like what's
my legs, my legs and all the nerve endings and everything still feel a little bit like cool. immediate mobility, immediate release.
Wow.
And it was insane. I like could not believe it. I feel so much better right now. I'm just like sore from like what he had to do. But I cannot believe people know the body so well that they can feel something under your skin that they know is off or wrong.
And it is able so crazy they can do that.
It's like, unbelievable. But dude, I highly recommend this dude if you ever have any issues. Like,
what's his name?
Don. I wish I knew his last name. I don't remember. I don't know his last name. It's just Don.
No, we'll put it maybe in the
book. He got really lucky. He took you in.
Yeah, he's booked out for weeks.
Usually he's booked out weeks.
Nice.
And, insane.
He apparently like got, he used to do Joe Rogan all the time apparently. And then Joe Rogan.
Work on Joe Rogan, yes, not like on the pod. Okay.
No. And Joe, I guess, was like shouting him out because he like was being healed by this guy.
Whoa.
So then he ended up getting like a bunch of business and stuff like that. I wonder. Very, very nice guy.
That's where Todd.
Maybe.
That's probably why.
But insane that he was able to like see me and fix that. Yeah. I just like, I'm so impressed by people that have skills and talents to do that stuff.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
What did he tell you to do after the appointment? Just like rest?
He gave me some stretches. He was like, the biggest thing is just to like drink water right now. You're going to be severely dehydrated. You need to get fluid within your joints, your vertebrae. Like you need that lubrication.
Just anti-inflammatory. Just
and then he gave me like a couple like topical creams and things like that.
Did he give it to you like today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I have the same one he gave me too if you wanted.
Okay. Yeah. He I just saw him right before we started recording.
Oh, nice. Were you on a mat? Insane. Like a massage bed?
A massage bed and then also this kind of just like stool thing that he was like working around on.
It was a little scary when you walked in, right? Because it was like all dark. It was very dark.
Dude,
in there.
I didn't know if I got the right spot.
I was so scared when I walked in.
He was in another room and I was waiting for a couple minutes and I was like, I felt like I walked into somebody's apartment. I'm like, I really hope I got this right.
Matt, it was dark. Like you're walking, you're like,
hello?
But just no, it's
vibey. Like he's just got it's like a little Zen spot.
Do you have to small talk or does he just focus?
He goes right into it.
Oh, he goes right into it.
That's why I go to Stretch Labs now to like get stretched out like every week.
Try Muscle Lab.
Oh,
I want to gatekeep it.
Stretch
it's so
Lab
good.
Is Message. Great. My only thing is 50 minutes and you're not there to relax. You're there to like stretch. But it's just like, it's the small talk that like I'm a little. I wish I could tell him, hey, I don't want to talk.
No, Matt, this is what you do. You don't like when you sit there, close your eyes. Just close your eyes.
I do. Yeah, I do. But
anytime I close my eyes, they're like,
but I have to communicate once it hits on the 7 scale per stretch. Like I have to let them know, yep, that I'm feeling it now. So it's in that it's every time.
Yeah.
So, and they have to tell me things. So I get through it, but it's 50 minutes. Yeah. I wish I did 25 minute ones.
I do. Like I do give the conversation at least the first 5-10 minutes. I think it's respectful. I think everyone should do that. But like after 10, when it keeps going, I'm like, oh, okay.
But it's just made me it made me realize like I genuinely do want to start taking care of my body more and like really focusing on stretching. Oh, because I want to be able to run around with my kid, you know, do some somersaults.
Yeah. Be a limber dad.
Yeah.
No problems.
Because the way I feel and have been feeling, just my back and knees are so wrecked from just years of trauma or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really want to start focusing on it.
Yeah. If you can, right now I do myo and stretching.
Yeah. You told me
every single week.
What's myo?
It's pretty much like a deep tissue massage, but it's not like it's not relaxing like a deep tissue massage. It's very like recovery.
Yeah. Like and rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation for your, For your legs, your back, your neck, like just making sure it's just everything. It's taken care of. It's like oiled up. It's like putting oil in your car. Like you just got to keep it. Take care of your body. Yeah. Like when I do that every week, I don't get hurt ever. Like I don't get hurt. But then when I miss it for like 3 weeks, I'll notice I start hearing like because I haven't stretched and. It's like it correlates so like quickly.
I try to make it a habit. Like whenever I'm just watching something on TV, I'm like, I can just stretch on the ground right now and watch TV. But like it's just making that a habit of just stretching.
My mom would do these. She'd be laying on the couch sideways like this. She'd be doing this.
You remember this once in the 80s? Yeah. Like the blue with like the red ball. Yeah. Those were everywhere. There's always some new little fitness gimmick that I'm always like, do I need that? Or like I see them on TikTok, like those chest pumper things.
Yeah.
Or that you see the guys with the peg boards and they're like, this is how to get this
the
body.
Perfect push-up board.
And it looks like, so cheap looking. It looks like it's made out of plastic. It feels like even if I put my body weight, it would just crack.
The one Alicia and Remy had us fucking wearing like for the chin.
The fucking it's like, jaw it's such exercises.
Bullshit. It was one that you like attached to a wall and then you're like.
And you put this like ball gag in your mouth and you like bite it and you like.
It's like that can give you TMJ. I don't trust anything that's like a jaw exercise machine. No. There's one that I see at the gym all the time, and now I've been seeing them on the TikTok shop, like vibrating plates and stuff. There's
apparently
one in
they
my
work.
Gym called the power plate, and it looks easy. You're just telling me I got to stand on a thing, press a button, and it just shakes me out.
It's probably good for blood flow.
I heard it's good for constipation, too.
Yes.
I'm not constipated, but a woman was raving about it, like online, how it can just get your body moving.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm like, okay, maybe I need a little vibration.
It's like, to me, it does sound really good for your body. Like, imagine, it's almost like a Theragun. It's
yes.
Like, yeah, but it's just for the whole system. Body.
And
makes
sense.
It just
shakes your little tension loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm open to trying.
I agree. I think that shit actually works.
It's like
there's something, it looks right.
I'm just worried I'm going to hit him and be like, and everyone at the gym just like,
take it easy.
That's a good one to have in the house.
Like the little mats things they got at Disney for your feet. They're like, they look like shoes and you put your feet on it and they just vibrate really, really aggressively.
Wait, it's for what? To wear?
Yeah. Like a lot of theme parks have them. You put like one coin in and then it like,
it's like a foot massage.
Yeah. They call it a foot massage.
Oh, it's for people that like are tired from walking.
Yeah. It like gets your blood flow going back in your feet and you feel
just kind of revives you up.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I've never seen
They're
that.
Good. You should do it.
It's like, where would they have those at the park?
Literally everywhere. And as soon as I'm saying this now, next time you go, you'll notice it. It's one of those things you walk by because you like, you would never even notice it. But like when you do it, it's just, that's it.
What the fuck?
You just sit on it, you put your feet on it, and it just shakes aggressively.
That's insane.
Maybe. It's only $1.
Are you a type of person though, if you're in the airport and you see like a massage chair, you're gonna go put in $1 and get it?
Sometimes I do.
No.
Oh yeah, Patricia gets so excited
about
them. And I'm like, I am not sitting on.
I think the chairs are bullshit.
They don't even look clean.
If I'm doing a massage, I'm doing the one where you sit like this, like. And then somebody gives you a massage.
Right.
Like I'm doing only if it's like hand. I'm not doing no fucking
like a chair massage.
If you want a massage, go to the nail salon. All their chairs have fucking massages
in them. No, but there's some
them.
Really good massage chairs.
Because he worked at Brookstone. That's why.
No, dude, those things were unbelievable.
Massage chairs look hideous.
They look tacky.
Very tacky.
In different colors. They're all like black. They look
gray,
like something
brown.
Darth Vader would sit in.
Yes.
They look like gaming chairs.
They look like they're supposed to like move, like roll. Like, oh, you know, Wall-E? Like all the big people in there. That's what it looks like.
It seems just like, oh, of course.
They have it.
What's the word? Sedentary? Like someone who doesn't seem like they move a lot. Gotta sit.
It's too big. It's too fucking big. Look at that. It looks so bad.
It's not a toy, kids. That's grandpa's massage chair.
And now they got the Lamborghini like branded ones. Have you seen those?
Let me see that one.
Dear.
There's like Ferrari branded where they try to.
Okay, does it look good? Okay. Okay. All right. I'd want that in my garage. I think in the garage, that looks good. Put that right next to your simulator.
Like it looks like an exoskeleton, like video game robot machine.
I just hope the rest of you got to commit to the theme for the rest of the room. But
it's a garage toy.
Yes.
I think it's a great garage like piece for like I can imagine with those lights that you have on the top. The vibe with the cars
is very futuristic.
Yes.
But those are the good ones, unfortunately. The more slim, low profile, kind of like cool looking ones that you could get away with having in a home normally.
Yeah. Probably sucks.
Terrible.
Terrible.
But like them things when it squeezes your forearms.
I've always wanted to lay down on one of those, like, not acupuncture beds, but it seems like they're very,
oh, you lay on top of the needles?
It looks like plastic, but there's like a bunch of like prickly things on it that are good for like pressure points and stuff.
And this is not the same thing as when you lay on your stomach and they put it in your back.
No, not that's like proper acupuncture. I'm saying it's this, like, it always looks like it's this Asian style mat that like has all of, it looks like it would hurt to walk on. It looks like it would be a bunch of Lego pieces.
Yeah.
Oh.
That type of vibe, but you lay on it.
Have you seen the foot mat that you're supposed to stand on?
I think those can be used in both ways.
Yeah, so very similar to that type where you would like train yourself to be able to stand on it barefoot. And it's like supposed to strengthen your feet muscle and be like really good for you or whatever.
Yeah, I'm open to trying it. It's just, it's that thing of buying something and you're like, am I really going to, I like the idea of it more than I actually get it. And then I never use it.
I am getting better with like not fucking just buying it because it looks good in the moment. Like I'm getting much better at it.
Like, am I really going to use this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I always have to think about it. They always say like, you can put it in your cart, but think about it. And if 2 or 3 weeks or even a month go by and you still want it,
I have a notes app on my phone. For stuff like that, I just titled like wish list.
I have,
and I save all of the stuff that I think that I want, and then I go back and look at it, and I'll be like, okay, no, I didn't need it. Yeah, good thing I didn't buy it. So I'll just like, I let it build up for like a few months, and then I'll go through, and I'll just be like, okay, yeah, I still like it. I'll do it.
And then you get it.
Like, there's a toolbox I really want that I'm still like, it's still in the wish list. I haven't pulled the trigger yet.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
What's the most expensive thing you guys own that you regret buying?
That you regret? Well, that's a good question. Mm-hmm.
The most expensive thing that I really regret?
Yeah.
I regret how many Halloween Village pieces I bought. There's some of them I don't need.
Very pricey.
I wish I never bought the full package from someone's collection. I wish I never did that.
And you know what? I'm on your side on that because the Christmas one is just so good. Like Christmas one is like the Christmas Village. It's like you put that out every year, but like, are you going to put the Halloween out every year?
Maybe this year. That one, I did buy a Steam Deck recently because I wanted to have like a portable gaming system. I'll say I don't play it that much. I love the idea of it. I like the idea of buying games and getting excited about games, but I'm never playing it.
Yeah.
But I do it occasionally.
Yeah. Did you...
My Whoop Band.
I know mine for sure.
I wish I bought a Whoop Band thinking, oh, this is going to help me sleep. I'm going to know all of this. I feel like gave me more anxiety constantly thinking about my stress levels, my sleep, all of it. I didn't need the damn metrics. And I bought the whole annual pass.
Okay.
I didn't even do it on the monthly thing. And it was like $250. I'm done.
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
Those are like the ones you regret that you remember. What about you?
A long time ago. I think I was with you actually when I bought it. I think it was me, you, and Scott. We went into the Gucci store when we were first starting to get a little bit of money. Mm. And I bought that jacket for like $3,500.
Oh!
So stupid.
$3,500.
That's so crazy.
Do you still have it?
Sell it. But no, but it's...
How much is it worth now, do you think, if you sold it?
No idea.
It's a good vintage piece. Can you look it up, Jared?
We were wasted on Rodeo Drive, and I don't know what I was thinking.
Wait, was it a jean jacket?
Yeah. the denim jacket. I got really excited. I saw Scott buying stuff, and I was like, I want to be a part of it. And then like
banana. It's got a banana on it.
It's a gray.
It has like patches on it.
That's it right there. Second one.
That's it.
I remember that. Oh, that was Heath when he was camping.
And then you go down Canal Street, New York. You see those everywhere. I'm kidding. I know.
No, I put it on one time after I bought it, and I was like, "Who the fuck am I?"
Heath,
I was like, "What am I doing?"
Heath, I think you should keep that one. It's kind of sick. Give it to your kid.
You have a child coming. I think we need to liquidate some assets. Just for security.
I could do my whole nursery for the
price. Yes, of that jacket.
Yes, you could do so much.
The peace of mind.
With that money.
Just say.
But how much could you actually sell that for?
Probably $900.
No idea.
That's not bad.
I bet it.
That's
it. Maybe
that's it for sale. $2,400.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
On what? Pre-owned? Okay. No, then it still holds its value.
Heath.
But who on there is like...
And I don't think anyone in Nashville is going to buy that. You'd have to sell that at a Real or something. Real probably won't give you that much, though.
That's one that has always bothered me.
Bothered you?
And I'll see it in my closet, and I'll just be like, what the...
Do you remember, Heath, do you remember this conversation? And I'm glad this is the jacket, because this is the jacket you're wearing when we had this conversation. Remember when we did that show with Grace Helbig?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. She had us come on the show.
I was there.
We were outside and we were like about to go out. We were gonna drink and have a whole
night. I was wearing
night.
This jacket there?
You were wearing this jacket, okay. Right? And I remember you were complaining about like, it's so stupid. I can't believe I like spent my... And then Grace Helbig goes, you know, this lifestyle does not last long. You can't like be spending money, stupid money like that on clothes like that.
Oh, she was trying to warn you.
Yeah, she was like, you can't be spending your money like that. And like, I remember that conversation a lot coming from Grace. Cause we saw Grace Helbig as like, oh my gosh, she's like an OG YouTuber. She knows this.
She's been around the block.
And I remember she was like very judgmental about that jacket. She was like, why do you spend all that money on that jacket?
I've never bought anything designer like that ever again.
Yeah, no, it was like a good conversation that kind of just opened. I was like, you know what? It is very stupid.
Yeah.
So I bought a Lamborghini Urus after that.
So I bought a dozen of them.
So I bought a Burberry jacket after that.
Speaking of jackets, oh my God, I don't think I've ever said this.
Did you buy a new jacket?
I have a confession to you.
Oh, did he take my jacket?
Remember that? Remember that All Saints jacket you had?
Which one?
Okay, good.
No, it's because I have like quite a few. Which
you
one?
Had, I think it was a denim All Saints jacket. Zane, listen, this was 20. Oh gosh,
yeah, I can't believe
it. But you know what?
Listen,
not surprised.
Listen, Zane, this was, I think, I want to say 2016, 2017, back in the Warwick days.
Warwick. That's crazy.
And
I got something to say.
I went
to
Warwick. There was a coat check. I checked in your coat, Zane. I left Warwick and I never got the coat back.
Are you serious?
Did you tell me you're borrowing it and I just never saw it again?
Yeah.
Or you stole it and then.
No, I didn't steal it. I think it was something where I went to like the Denny house. I needed a jacket because it was like kind of chilly out that night. And you were like, wear this jacket. And you never asked about the jacket. But Zane, I went back to Warwick and looked for it,
Matt, no, you're in luck because if you came by, was like, I need to borrow a jacket, and you were leaving, and we didn't live together, I most likely gave you a jacket I didn't care about.
Okay, but I felt bad. I felt terrible.
But time went on, and
you never asked about it.
Yeah.
You never were like, "Where's this jacket?"
It's because I didn't care about it.
Okay.
But it's either that or it did not look good on me or fit on me.
Also, wait. It was like 2 weeks past, I was thinking about the jacket, and I go, "Fuck!" I left it there at the Warwick, and they had like donated. It was gone.
No, but the thing is,
I had to get that off my chest.
No, that's good. Thank you. You know what? Thank you for being honest.
Okay. Zane also probably didn't know because he was also notorious for leaving jackets at the club because you would wear a nice jacket out and then you'd be in the club sweating and you'd be getting hot. And then the amount of suit jackets and like
that I've lost.
Oh yeah. You just got a bunch of bottoms and no tops to match them. Right.
Every single time. So that's probably it was just missing.
Yeah. It's crazy that you said Warwick. I literally just a week ago, I was at the gym and this guy comes over, he's like, hey, how are you doing? I obviously didn't recognize. I was like, hey, how are you doing? What's your name? He's like, oh my God, you probably don't remember me. I'm the, I used to own Warwick. Okay. You guys would come all the time. I was like, oh my God. Like Warwick was 9 years ago, 8 years ago. Like when Crazy. Were we going to Warwick?
It was the spot. Is it still there?
No, it's not okay. there anymore.
I think it turned into something else and then that new place closed.
That was the type of club I liked.
It was actually
because
a fun club.
It wasn't like a douchey club. It was like a lounge, but a club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had the whole experience.
What was it? Warwick Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Terrible. Fuck up your week.
You'd feel like shit until Friday yes. night and you're like, all right, you do it all let's over fucking again. Go.
It was terrible decisions.
What a crazy lifestyle we had. We were just like, we're going to drink tonight, Monday.
Yeah.
Like it was just like every night. We're like, let's go to Saddle Ranch. We're going to drink tonight.
Every night, baby.
We like, I don't know what it was. I loved being hungover back then.
It wasn't the same, dude. I could drink all day, go to sleep, trashed, wake up the next morning and just be good to go.
Yeah.
All right, let's run it back. That was fun.
It felt right.
We were unstoppable.
And we looked so good for drinking every day.
It showed.
No, it is like after seeing that type of change, I'm like, oh, everybody can actually look good. You just gotta take care of yourself.
You just gotta do it.
No, it truly like seeing myself when I was like 20, 24, 20, I like cannot believe how terrible I looked. I thought it was just going to go down from there. Cause I'm like, oh, this, like I already passed my peak.
Yeah.
I think I look so much better right now than what I look like from ages 19 to fucking 28. It's like crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're taking care of yourself.
Yeah. It feels great.
I just wish I started earlier too.
I know. It's like
some people who just have these bodies that have just, they've been working on since the day they hit puberty and they just set for life. It's just,
and they can lose themselves for months
and still get back still there. Because they did the foundation. Yeah. It was right there.
Yeah.
Bradley Martin got his like finger cut off or something.
What?
It happened like just yesterday.
In the gym or like the whole finger cut off?
I forget what happened. It just happened like yesterday I saw.
Oh boy.
I forget what they said he was doing, but something, he like lost his pinky or something like that.
Lost his pinky.
There's a clip of Rampage Jackson talking about it. I guess he was with them when it happened.
Okay.
Oh, loading a dirt bike.
That's what it was.
That fucking sucks. Oh my God.
It's crazy like how quickly something can happen like that. That you're just like,
you're just your whole life now is just like you are fingerless. You have to like just manage that now.
I guess I'd rather out of all the fingers you could lose.
Yeah. Pinky would probably be the best one too.
Cause I think, yeah, a pinky, I don't think people would spot like, oh, you don't have your pinky more than like,
but
one
it's,
that's gone
it, but it's like
halfway.
A, it's pretty like.
Yeah, I guess it kind of, you know, yeah, your grip though, because the pinky kind of keeps everything balanced.
It balances the phone underneath too when you're like.
Oh, shit. Oh, you're right. I hope it's not his dominant hand.
Oof. Probably it was if he was grabbing the dirt bike wrong. Damn. He didn't even cry or react to it. Actually, it's weird as you get older. It's the stuff of pain. When you're a kid, you cry over like pain. And I feel like as you get older.
He's probably more pissed than anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
Damn, this sucks.
Especially for his whole fitness career.
Yeah.
I guess that's such a huge thing. It just sets you back.
I remember I closed my finger on a car door and I fainted.
Oh my God.
Which finger?
I forget what finger it was, but I was working on the car with my dad and the spring for my back trunk.
Yeah.
We had off because we were just like working on the trunk or whatever. And I was sitting here and I was like kind of like leaning on the car like this. And I was just talking and all of a sudden it just slammed down right under my hand. And I
wait, the whole hand?
It was like across like my fingers. It slammed and it like latched. And I remember just screaming. And then all of a sudden I started leaning back and I kind of like fell into the car. My dad had to like go unlock it.
Did it jam multiple of your fingers? Like the tips of them?
Yes.
Or just like,
it went like, I think it went like across like three fingers.
Oh, and like but did blood was, like rise up to the
yes.
top of the nails?
And it caused, it hurt so bad. I started fainting. I started blacking out.
That's like,
I got dizzy. I like started like falling back into the car. It was awful.
And I think in your brain, you know, it's latched too.
Uh-huh.
Which
panic.
Like, there's something about like
open it up. Open. Open.
And my dad was probably like, what the fuck?
Wait, what? It just closed by itself?
Yeah, so you know how like a normal thing would have like a springs that would like keep it up, right?
Oh,
it was my old Mustang, so it was like old school.
Yes.
We had the spring off of it, so it was just kind of floppy.
Oh! I was going homecoming like tie and suit shopping with my mom, and I got out of the car at Kohl's, and I slammed the door on my finger. And it was but I remember being in there like trying to shop, and the pain was so bad at the tip of my finger, and then the blood started rising so bad to the top, and I remember even waking up in the middle of the night, and the pain was so fucking intense. We had to go to the hospital, and they had to burn holes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
To relieve the pressure. Yeah,
relieve the pressure because it was all right there. You think like, oh, that's so tiny. It's just this one part of your body. Your whole brain is just focusing on that pain. No painkiller can even stop it. It just had to be released.
Wild.
And I had to go to that homecoming with just this
and
massive.
And there's nothing scarier than that being like a full black bloody nail that's fresh, that is excruciating, and then you watch them take a hot needle and they go to start pushing through it, and you're just like, ooh, life is not real right now. Like, make it all stop.
When I was a kid, the sewers on the ground?
Uh-huh.
You know how heavy they are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You've picked one up before?
Okay.
No. It was the rectangle one. The rectangle
the
one
in the
end of a street. Like the ramp. It's heavier than you think it is. If you've never picked one up, it's so fucking heavy. I thought it'd be just, I don't know what I was doing. I had nothing to do. I was just like, let me just pick it up, right? And I try to move it to the side. My finger gets caught under.
Oh.
it felt like a ton. Like it felt like a car. It fucking smashes right on my finger. That's probably why my finger looks so fucking weird.
It could be.
It smashes right in the middle of my fingernail, and the way my finger was just going like this, and immediately I pull it up, my nail goes.
Oh, it just slides off.
It literally slides off my finger.
No.
You just think that your day is going so well and something like that happens and you know that you are so fucked for the next 2 weeks. Yep. Like you're just like, oh my God.
That just reminded me. I'll never forget. My dad came home one day from work with a bandage around his like middle finger. He was moving like pallets and like these really like heavy crate type things at work, and something slipped and it landed on top of his hand, and it's very heavy. So it hit and he went like this to pull out, 'cause it like got his finger. It slid all of the skin and the nail off completely. The whole thing slid off. No nail, no skin, nothing, just raw open and just everything exposed.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I was like, are you going to go to the hospital?
No, I'm good.
Just tough it out.
He just wrapped it.
Just tough it out. The skin just coming off. Oh,
if that
what
was me,
tragedy.
I would have a tourniquet around my arm. I would be freaking out.
I always think about like of course I'll watch a Saw, like one of the Saw movies, and I'm just like, I always think like, how much pain could I handle before I'm just like, kill me?
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like if I like it, at what point is it like, oh, it's not worth surviving, just kill me?
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I mean?
I'm done. This is, there's no more.
Where like, if it's like, this is so gross, guys, but like if there's like a fucking Saw like, and you have to give
you gotta be like
to open the door, and you know that like this door does not lead to freedom, it's just another challenge.
Yes, you're just like, take me, bitch.
It's, you're at this point, you're just like, I'd probably just get my neck and just just fucking pump me out.
I forgot I took a picture of it.
Oh my, is that it?
That's my dad's hand.
Oh my God.
And the whole side of it is sliced wide open too.
It looks like a Limp Bizkit like album cover. Like there needs to be like parental advisory.
Isn't
like
that
in
crazy?
The corner.
Heath, that dead. I'm surprised he still has his finger attached to
fuck.
Fucking
that
dead.
It hurts.
That looks like it hurts.
I'm sorry, obviously.
Oh, just tough it out. I would want to be knocked out. Like, give me four Xanaxes every day. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to feel it. Insane. Until wake me up when September ends. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't have that type of pain management.
No.
No.
I used to have a better pain management, but like as I'm getting older, I'm getting more scared. I'm becoming more of a fucking wuss. I do not want to get hurt.
Yeah, I'm just saying no.
I don't
to
want to. I just don't want to be in pain.
It just puts us out for longer than it used to.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just tearing ACLs, that's my biggest fear. Like anything.
It's too much.
My mom tore hers and it was really bad.
Recently?
No, when I was younger, we were at a soccer field and my brother or something, somebody like ran off and was like missing while I was playing, and he was just with a bunch of friends or whatever, and they were just kind of like going around the soccer fields, doing whatever. And my mom got scared because she didn't see him, so she started panicking. So she was running, trying to like go find him, and she went to jump over a fence. And as she went over and was coming down the other side of the fence, the chain link caught her shorts. And it like, as she was falling down, it like twisted her sideways. So she went down on her knee and it just buckled sideways.
Oh,
instantly tore her ACL.
Damn, that sets you back.
Surgery, like had to do the whole like
months.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, gotta go to rehab, all of it.
And you know
it's
what?
It's not been the same since too. Like she cannot.
The rehab sucks. Like the rehab part, knowing that like you need to start physical therapy and they're like, yeah, you just got to come in here twice a week, three times a week. And like, you just don't know how long. It feels like it's going to be forever when you know you have to do physical therapy for like something that you break.
Mm-hmm. You know, my Jimmy John's spill.
To this day, every time we see a Jimmy John's, we're like, I wish we had that footage. Yeah. I just want to see.
But I think about
accident.
It every other day, but it's not severe. I can feel it right now. That bone is still in there. Just
my buddy Austin just had he was mountain biking and he fell and broke both of his wrists. He went over the handlebars and broke both.
Fuck.
One of them healed funny like yours, but it was more painful.
Oh yeah. So like, thank goodness it was not painful, but
it was years later and it still was bothering him, and he ended up just going in for surgery again. They took like a bone fragment from his femur or his hip or some other bone, and then they replaced it and put it into his hand.
Oh.
It was like some sort of like.
And it worked?
Interesting. So, yeah, he's fully healed
so
now.
So I don't understand. Is the bone just like kind of dead or like what is like what made them taking the bone, putting
sometimes
it?
Sometimes they put cadaver bones in you too.
Yeah.
My, remember my accident in Chicago?
Yeah, where, your elbow?
Yeah. To this day, it's still right there. I feel it every time. It's only when I'm doing like heavy lifting, which thank God, like I don't just feel it all the time. But still
pain,
feel it.
Pain or just like tension in it?
Yeah, it just feels strained. Like it just feels like a deep, deep, deep bruise.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That just sucks. Like always.
Have you ever had like a tennis elbow?
That's what it feels like. A tennis elbow. On both.
Where like if you like lift something that's not even like really that heavy, but it just sends an electric shock like right through your arm.
Yeah. It stinks. Yeah.
Insane. It's not good.
Every time I see Mike, it's Mike. Every time I see him, I'm like, nice to see you again. Mm-hmm. I always hold it over him, but he knows I'm kidding. But I'm always like, my arms, I still feel my arm.
You walk by, you're just like, don't say anything. You're just like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, I would help you carry that. I just, you know.
I just can't.
You kind of ruined my life, so.
Hello?
Hi, Matt. How's it going today?
Who is this?
It's AI.
Can you call me back on another day, please? I'm just a little busy right now.
Deadass thought that was AI.
I know that first line was like very, it was like,
there's been so many times where the AI, like automated, like voice person is really good that I know would be convincing like older people.
Yes.
Where I'm like, this is really good.
Yeah. They're probably getting so many older people right now with that shit.
Cause sometimes when I'm getting these spam calls, in that moment, I was trying to do like a different voice. Cause I'm really scared that they're like trying
extracting.
If I go hello, they'll like take my voice and then use that for future scams.
Oh, so, I never thought of that.
That's why sometimes I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I want to put on a different accent. Cause I'm like, they're like, just tell me who you are before you are asking for me.
Yeah.
Too. Like, yeah. Hi, is this Matt? I'm like, who are you?
So
right out of the gate, I want to hear who you are.
Who is you?
No, I've been getting spam calls. They come in twos and it's every single day.
Yeah.
I block the first one. It comes in from another one. They leave a voicemail saying something. They're just confirming charge something, whatever. Mm. Confirming my booty's too fat.
Yeah, confirm your booty's too fat.
Yeah, we just want to make sure your ass is still fat.
Still there, still mm-hmm. intact.
Yup. Every single day though. I don't get it. I don't know how to like remove my number from whatever list I'm on.
Yeah, it will never stop. You just have to like every time it comes in, I block it. But like there will be like months where I just don't receive one, and then it comes in seasons. Mm-hmm. I think everybody just has to deal with it. You know, the only I used to do this a lot because I used to get a lot of like random phone calls. I used to get a lot of fan calls. So I don't know how there was a time where I always got like random calls and I don't know why. Like I don't remember
my number sometimes. Like yeah. When I was out of town and someone goes, are you still on your business trip? I'm like, who is this? What are you?
Yeah.
They've never texted me before. I'm not saved, but I was out of town, but I'm like, who is this?
Yeah. I will do a, like, you know how you change your voice when you answer that? I always do this, yellow. Just like that. Because I like, feel like, why would Zane, like...
This is your doctor. Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yes.
Pardon me. I don't know.
We got your test results back.
Yes.
I mean, it's not looking good.
Yellow.
Are you driving right now? You might want to pull over to the side.
Oh,
yellow.
Oh, wait, I have a fun little random like quiz question for you guys. Not a quiz question, but just like...
I love trivia.
Okay. Only one letter in the alphabet doesn't appear in a state name. What letter is it?
Oh, geez.
Only one letter in the alphabet. What are you thinking? Did you understand the question, Zane?
Yep. Fuck you.
I mean, you're locking just eye contact with me the whole time.
I got it.
Okay, what is it?
Q.
Bingo, you got it right out of the gate. Good.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that was really it.
Damn, that was it.
I saw it
like a drunk on the street video, and they were interviewing college students about it, and like none of them were getting it, and I didn't.
Yeah,
know
because
it
was... they're drunk.
Exactly.
That's not fair.
Exactly. Oh, do you guys know what the number one song on your birthday was?
No, I don't.
Wait, what was the number one song like on your birthday?
On the day you were born.
Oh,
on the day you were born. But if they can always say it's like a horoscope thing, or it can say a little bit about you.
Can you find that easily?
Yeah, you just Google number one song on
April 5th, 1993.
Number one song. Freak Me.
Freak Me by Silk.
All right. How does that, I don't know, you want Dirty Little Pig.
And for Zane, what is yours?
November 18th, 1992. Mine's going to be good. I can feel it.
How do you talk to an angel?
By the wait, The Heights?
I don't even know that song.
I think I
do. Did you know Freak Me?
No. You know what mine is?
What
do you got?
Baby Got Back.
No way.
That's pretty cool. Which I think dominated the charts for a while. But yeah, Baby Got Back.
That's a fun one. You should play. You play that on your birthday? Like your birthday party?
I should.
Yeah.
But they said like it's supposed to like, yeah, exude you or like.
You should put that as your song on when you post a picture on your birthday.
Well, there we go. There we go, and add a little fun fact.
Yeah,
what is your like your MySpace profile song?
Do you guys add songs to your posts?
No.
I hate it though.
It depends.
Instagram's like, if you want to get more views, add a song. And I see that.
I'm like, I don't think it does. I've never like, you know, you get random posts that come on your feed. And not one has ever been a song attached to a picture.
Okay.
That's what I've noticed. That's why I don't believe the.
You think that the song? Yeah, they don't add much.
I think they're just trying to, they want us to have more fun.
Yeah, they want you to use the feature.
Yeah.
And then you add the song and then they claim you for copyright. And then your post is deleted.
Yeah, busted, done.
Exactly.
You know what? I'd rather not.
Yeah, unbelievable.
My shit's going to do garbage. Either way.
It's just that that's how the cookie crumbles, baby.
That's what it is.
You know? I don't understand it on Instagram with the dumps that there's always like this glitch. If you edit a photo within the dump, even though when you finally post it, it comes out all right, but does your pics ever get pixelated?
Yes.
Why? Like, it's been going on for a year.
I don't know why. But like, are you sure it's pixelated on other people's phones?
No. It's just on yours when you see the top.
When you're looking through the preview, you're like, this doesn't look right. But then you post it, it's all fine. But I hate it makes
then
like
you
the
think
posting,
something's wrong. And yes. You
but when
it.
When you're trying to edit it, like it doesn't help that it's pixelated. Like you're trying to change the color a little bit or, you yes. know, whatever.
And then like there was, I needed to post like a little gym picture and I had this woman who was in the background. I'm like, I don't want this woman on it. But then you would look at the preview, the woman would be on it. And I'm like, what's going on, Instagram?
Did you see the new iPhones that are coming out? All the new Apple products?
No.
They just released it yesterday.
They're officially out.
The 17. Well, they're not officially out, but they released what they're going to be.
Did they do their big, like, not the W's?
Their big one.
They didn't do the keynote yet.
Oh, okay. So,
but everybody's, I just keep seeing people posting about the new iPhone 17 and like the different versions that they have.
Are they just going to keep going up? Like, are they going to like the new iPhone 63? It just doesn't seem right. Like, they have to change the name.
I think it should be called the Apple phone. Like Apple Watch.
Apple phone.
Apple Music. Apple phone.
So get like, rid of the eye. You think when they get to their final like iPhone stage, they'll call it the new Apple phone?
I think they should. If they went all, because like, they're getting rid of like iTunes and like all the eye stuff, I think they can just like.
Yeah.
I think they should have done the flip, like the little folding one. I thought they were going to.
As a bonus phone or as the new phone?
No. It's just an option.
Yeah. It would be cool.
I don't think people would buy it.
I really want something that could fold into like a little mini tablet.
Yeah, there are those really cool ones that Samsung has.
What do you mean, Heath? Like a mini tablet? Like your phone now, like you want it to fold?
The iPad minis that are like this big?
Yeah.
I wish my phone, like, because
so
like the
get,
Samsung.
You still get this on the front, but then opens you open up. It up and you get a whole
bigger screen. And it's a full screen. Just because I
like that you're talking about like the Android, like the Samsung.
But I bet there's compromises with
I
that.
I hate looking at documents on my iPhone.
Yeah.
And there's so many times I'm on the go where they send me like a DocuSign or I got to do something. Like the interface for like checking boxes and filling out my information on a phone is awful.
But you know
and
what?
If I don't have my laptop.
It does. They will lose money doing that. There goes all their iPad sales. There goes all their like.
They want to have you.
They want you
buying all the other stuff to be part of.
But I feel like a lot of people don't have iPads, you know. So like, they could just raise the price, like make it cost an extra $700 or whatever, and make it
100%. If the other companies can do it, like I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to open it up.
And, I get it. I would buy a phone like that. Yeah, so I can like.
But I only want it, and I only want it to be an Apple product, though.
Oh, Matt! Imagine reading.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Exactly. Now you have a tablet, you got your Kindle, you got all of this all in one, and it's your phone.
It could get there once it's like you've truly figured out the tech.
I got a notification saying Apple Arcade available now, like brand new. I was like, whoa.
What is that?
I click it, like it popped up as a notification. I click it and it pops up as like, you can now like, it's a whole arcade section in Apple. All these games, I was like.
You can pay like $5 a month.
It was like $5 a month.
I'm like, a bunch of games. It's like Netflix for games.
And they got me. There was the front page of it. I saw Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Really?
Oh. They got me. So I was like, oh, absolutely. Let me try it. I download it. I go to Roller Coaster Tycoon. I was like, oh, this is going to suck. It's exactly.
Damn.
To the T of what we used to play on the computer.
Wow.
Just on your phone now. Nothing has changed.
That's pretty cool.
They literally just replicated it, and it's now you could have it on your phone.
Isn't it like $5 a month, right?
Mm-hmm. And you can play all these fucking games. That's insane. Cool.
It is nice.
I sent it to Mariah immediately. I was like, yo, Mariah. No. It's exactly like the computer. You have to play it.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, I was playing it all night, and it was really fun. Look, right there.
Well, it just reminded me when we were talking about the whole like tablet thing. It's the same because they just did a update for the tablet that you can now have like multiple like windows and use it as a laptop.
Yeah.
And people are like, you technically can just get away with having an iPad now and you don't need a full blown MacBook laptop.
Yeah, that's why I'm an iPad guy fully. I never use my MacBook.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I use my MacBook all the time.
Yeah, I love it.
Especially with the little attachment keyboard that you could do where you have your mouse on the iPad now. It's like, you really, you don't need to have a full-blown MacBook unless you're like doing like editing. Yes. That's the only time I use my MacBook over the iPad.
Yeah. It depends what your job is. Like there's certain, like if you're an accountant and stuff, like certain software is like, you got to have like a PC. Like there's other, stuff where I guess you do need a proper.
It's crazy we lived in a time where Apple computers were so fucking annoying because everything was like operated through a PC. You couldn't open anything unless it was on a PC.
Everything was Word docs.
Yeah, it was like, oh my God.
But imagine that though. You got your phone, you flip it out, you got your tablet, and then you could put keyboard under it if you wanted.
Perfect.
That's all I need. Give me one device.
You should break into Apple Store, hold them hostage, and they have to do it. Make it now.
Please.
Now. I'm right here,
I would buy it.
You stinky? Did you forget a shower?
I think I smell fine.
It's like that little whiff, right, Matt? You know when you like to put deodorant on and there's a little slit that you missed? That will cause a smell. It's crazy, the craziest thing. And it sucks because you will just smell it like here and there. You're like, oh.
No, I think I'm fine.
It's stinky.
Let's go do some online shopping. But we're not going to buy it. We're going to put it in a cart first and we're going to sit on it.
Oh, no, I don't
let's go browse the internet.
I don't sit. I push through. I want it now. I want it now. Oh, I bought like 3D white toothpaste accidentally. I was supposed to get like just my version, and I think they're out of it. So the guy was just like 3D white. Like, you know how you do a replacement on Instacart? It came. I was like, oh, okay, let me try it. I brushed my teeth white. I could not fucking believe it. I was like, I'm pissed. I walk around with yellow teeth every day. And I tried 3D white once.
Changed your life.
White.
I do like the purple toothpaste though. And then they got the little gel you can paint on.
It's a purple tube.
It's good stuff.
The purple, you know, the purple tube. Mm-hmm. It's in such a small bottle though. It's like fucking, it's a lot of money.
Don't do it every day though. It's bad for your teeth.
So how many days?
Just do it maybe like once a week.
Once a week? I've used it like 6 times already. In the past like 3 days.
Slow down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to die?
No, you're just eating your enamel.
I'm already eating my enamel though. I'm already eating it up every day, you know?
Yeah, you're 8 root canals in. You'll be all right.
Oh my God, dude. I'm just so sick, dude. I'm going to go back to the dentist next week and they're going to be like, you should have seen us sooner. There's going to be three root canals.
I definitely have a cavity right now.
I was like, I missed flossing last week. They're like, well, that's why.
For like the last 2 weeks, my one tooth right here has been incredibly sensitive to cold. And then like, if I breathe in,
it's either a cavity or a root canal.
I know.
Ooh.
I just don't get it sooner before it gets worse.
Yeah, you don't want to turn into an absinthe where it kills.
An absinthe. Like an abscess? An absinthe.
That is it for today's video. Thank you so much for watching.
It's not fair that like you guys can't because a lot of people listening, they didn't catch it.
Yeah, I think
they didn't catch it, but like now you made me look stupid. And now everybody that thought I was right. They're gonna be like, ha ha.
I wasn't trying to make you look stupid.
No, it's fine. It's fine. And you know what? I don't even care because I'm not stupid. So
make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. You also get early access and ad-free to the episodes. We do a bonus episode every month. We do a live Q&A every single month. All on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
We're going to jump into the unwind right now. We'll see you in a second, Patreon.
See you there, cousins. Bye.
Toodles.
Peace.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.